Shalom,
Love
shalom.
Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm going to play a song as I usually do. I hope you guys enjoy it. One moment. We're going to have it on right now. Give me a moment, and we're going to get this music on for you because this is some new music, and it's a beautiful song, and I hope you like it. All right, here we go.
You never know, you never know when, you never know, you never, 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 never know, no, 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 you never know.
DJ at Low. DJ at Low.
Looking for your deep into a spell. Heroes in your
DJ at Low.
All right. Shalom, shalom, everyone. We're glad to be here for another edition of the Yehuda Project. Really excited today. Some amazing things happening in Israel. Israel is on the rise. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to get my co-host on the line. I think this is his new number. So let me open up the mics right now. We're still waiting for people to call in. I have an announcement to make that's very important for this evening. We are inviting some people to attend something this evening on a conference call. And if you want to be a part of the Movers and Shakers of Israel, you don't want to miss this announcement. Hold on one moment. Let me get him on the line. Brother Donia, is that you?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Shalom, shalom. It's good to hear your voice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, shalom, shalom. This is Donia. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I first want to apologize for not showing up, showing my face in the place. I have to do that. Some personal things came up, and I had to attend to those particular things. But I'm back, and I want you all to understand that I'm going to be with you throughout whatever Israel has in store.
All right. You know what? You was missed. You were sorely missed, but we know if you could have been there, you would have been there, and you made it possible for other people to be there. So the Most High blessed it all at the end of the day. Also, I wanted to let you know, Abraham is trying to get in touch with Dorothea. I don't have her phone number on my phone. So if there's a way that you can call her and let her know that, because we definitely want her to be a part of what's going on this evening and what's going to take place tonight at 7 o'clock. You know Israel is on the move. Do you know that?
I understand that there's a few things going on. I would like to be a part of it. Let me know what's going on. And I spoke to Dorothea earlier today. And,
okay.
I'll give her the information to call in. I did mention to her that I thought they were going to be on at 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, I think it's 7 o'clock. I think I got the number, the time wrong. It's actually 7 o'clock. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's a lot of stuff going on, Brother Donia. And let me give an announcement to all those. This is a call out to the leaders. Some powerful things took place in Washington, D.C., some things we have yet to talk about. We're going to talk about them in detail tonight on a conference call at 7 o'clock. We do not want people that call that's curious. We don't want people that call that don't want to get their names. We don't want people that call into this call that's not interested in working. If you want to work, you're excited about what's happening, we ask you to call in. We're going to start designating things for people to do, and we're going to start building our nation one person at a time. And don't miss it, because some very powerful people are going to be on the line. I heard somebody was going to be on there from Israel, so I'm not quite sure as to the details of it all yet, but it's moving and shaking. Israel is... I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I talked to a few people today out of my own family. I have been emailing them stuff in the church and sending them stuff, and you know, they was reading it, they was listening to it, and you know, we got into a conversation today, and it just did my soul, my spirit good, you know, because like somebody told me, you know, we plant the seed, and then because we don't see the harvest right away, we don't think, but the Most High is waking his people up, and it's like, wow, look at what's going on. So, you know, we're all excited today. We got some big boy stuff going on, and we're a little bit glad to be a part of the movement. Like I said, we don't want those who are just interested in listening. If you're not going to call and participate and say, what can I do to help, we don't want you to call. Just don't call. We don't even want that spirit. Don't even call in. So we are having a conference call tonight at 7 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you the phone number. And all of the leaders that want to be a part of this call, that are willing to call in and listen, we invite everybody on. Like I said, it's from what I understand, there's a possibility that we're going to have a special guest on the phone call tonight, that this thing has reached as far is Israel, and we're excited about this. And the conference call number is area code 712-432-0075, and the access code is 970736. So we just want everybody to know, you know, if you want to be a part of it, roll up your sleeves, let's get to work, because we building our nation, and we can get the heck up out of this place. Because there is no love for us in this land right here. Can I get a witness, somebody?
Hallelujah.
Hey, you know, when you've been beat up enough, it's time to get out the ring. Let's stop fighting. Let's start coming together and get this thing together. Ain't no need us fighting each other. We got work to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Donia, you want to say something to the people?
Yeah, I just want to say it's nation-building time. It's time for us to get ourselves together. And start moving towards building this nation, and like you said, you mentioned, you understand, you cannot see the way things are going to matriculate, you understand, because we the people that's doing it, so you're not going to really get a real grasp on what's the impact that it's going to make, you understand, but it's moving here. You understand, and I'm so proud of being a part of it. Hallelujah.
You know, and that's how I feel about it, too. You know, like I was telling my family member today, this ain't the land of opportunity for us. This is the land of captivity for us. We got our own land of opportunity, and we're about to make moves to get there. How about that?
That is true. And see, the Almighty is going to straighten out that land over there in Israel. All we have to do is do our part. Our part is coming together as a nation, you understand, and then like it says in Zephaniah, man, that you understand, he's going to, in the course of him gathering the peoples, he's going to do all what he can do, you understand, all that he said he was going to do. He was going to bring that nation, you understand, bring us back into the nation, but we got to understand it's only going to be a remnant. It's only going to be a few of us that really understand and want to be a part of this thing. You understand? The rest of us, man, we're going to perish in our own iniquities. Hallelujah.
Like you said, Israel don't jump on board till they see the results, the end results.
That
you
is
know,
correct.
It's going to be beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. You know, they listening. They are listening. People are beginning to listen. My aunt was like, well, when are they going to bring it to the church? I said, oh, we coming. You ain't even got to worry about that. We on our way. Soon as the Most High opened up the door, we flying through the doors and let them know this is what it really is. This ain't what. Now, let me tell you what it really is. I said, we on our way. Just hold on. He got some warriors that's going to walk up in there bold with the word in their mouth. And it's going to flow off our tongues. And like I told her, a nation going to be born in a day. Where they try to make it be about religion and heaven and all that. It's about land, it's about people, and it's about resources. And that's all it's ever been about. And we're going to make our way back to our own land, and we're going to live as the people that he called us to be, his chosen people, the people of the book. So this is a powerful movement. I'm so excited. You know, I have never been in touch with any front body from Israel. Our brothers and sisters that are over in Israel, you know, and we get a chance from this perspective to give a praise report, a testimony, you know, a testimonial of what the Most High did, because you have to be there to understand how powerful it was. You know, and I heard somebody, even after the show, somebody called into another show and began to tear down what we did in Washington, D.C., and I want to serve you notice, there's no way on this earth you're going to be able to tear that down because the Most High moved. He moved in a way that the average Hebrew Israelite won't even understand. You had to see the power of Yah moving in that thing, and it was powerful to see him do what he did. And he reigned supreme. And all of the deities that was being worshipped and all of the statues that was standing there in the kitchen had to back up because Yah was in the room. And it ain't nobody going to be able to tell me different because I was there. I saw it for myself. So on that note, you know, we just want to say to everybody again, if you want to be a part of the Shakers and the movers and the Shakers, you want to be a part of getting Israel awakened and doing some things to just help to set up the infrastructure, because we know y'all are the one that wake them up. But if you want to be a part of the part that sets up the infrastructure, we're having a conference call today at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is the phone number, 712-432-0075. 0075, and the access code is 970736. I'm gonna announce this all through this whole phone call so that everybody will be aware of what's going on. Brother Donia, if I happen to lose you or you happen to not hear from me before the show is over, I'm going to switch telephones because I'm on my cell phone, and you know how those cell phones is. They drop signals like it ain't nothing.
That's correct. Yeah.
So I just want to tell everybody I love you. We grow.
Yeah, this is my new number. You got
fight.
My new number, right? So write that down. You understand?
Yes,
so
sir.
You'll have it just in case. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I was online and I heard they had a CD from some of those women, some of the Nashin that's in Israel, and they ain't too happy with what's going on in Israel. You understand? I don't have the website, but I know it's on YouTube. You understand? And so I would be skeptical unless I got to hear what this young you know the brother has said about what the guy from Israel, the people from Israel are talking about. You understand? I have to hear what they have to say, but I know that this lady. It's been a couple of people, a couple of YouTube posts, but they ain't too happy with what's going on under Ben Amin's reign over there. And I would like to know what's really going on. Yeah.
Well, you know what? All things happen as it should. You know, for whatever reason, however the Most High chooses to do what he do, he's going to do
it. Yeah, they said that they were not, you know, they live in accommodations is not all that, and they've been there 40 years, you understand, and and a lot of stuff that Ben Amin had promised them, you understand, is not panning out, you understand, in the whole 40 years, you understand. But, see, my interpretation of what you know, their endeavor over there, now, I appreciate the fact that they had enough courage to get to Israel. But, you know, and I think they jumped the gun here because the Almighty said in Zephaniah that we need to wait on him. You understand? So, you understand, you know, we need to put together gather ourselves, you understand, and put together a coalition of stuff that we need to do before we go into the land. You understand? But I think that they kind of jumped the gun. Now, it took a lot of courage to do that, and I'm sure that they meant well, you understand? But, you know, you can't leave from one place of captivity and go into another captivity. Hallelujah.
You know what? My stance on that is I don't really like to speak on what Yah has told another person because we never know what their purpose for being in the land is in the land for, because exile is exile, whether you're here or whether you're there, they're still exile in their own land. But if the Most High told them to go, there's a reason why they're supposed to be there. Everything happens as it should. Nothing happens by chance. They were just the group that went when they went, and for whatever reason they're there, it's going to play a significant role when we get ready to go. But everything happens. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. And all of the pieces, the Most High just put the piece together. He'll put a little piece of puzzle over there in its place. And then he'll say, Adonia, I want you to do this. And then you go out of obedience and do it. Now, it don't make sense. And let me say something to you, because I was talking to Abraham about this not too long ago. A lot of people, and this is Israel and church, a lot of people expect this to make sense. And let me tell you, as he chooses the foolish thing to confound the wise. So nothing the Most High does makes sense to us because his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. As far as the east is from the west is his thoughts from our thoughts. So it doesn't make the poison that has maneuvered its way through the church and it's maneuvered its way through the Hebrew Israelite community, because practicality is a poison from the enemy. And if you're looking for it to make sense and you want it to make sense, Let me tell you what that means. That's the definition of deception over here, because what the Most High tells you to do to the average person, it don't make sense. And they'll be like, well, why are you doing that? You ain't got no money. You ain't got nothing. That don't even make sense. You're going over there. I'm being obedient, because your little piece of the puzzle is going to fit into the jigsaw. And then once everybody does their little piece, then the Most High will show you, okay, I did this because I knew you was coming, and I sent them first. So the ground would be fertile, and then this was done so that this would make it easier for you to go. And then she over here did this, so when you did your part, you can move that way. That's all it is. So, you know, hats off to them. I wasn't included in that group. They went. They're there for a reason. Whatever reason it is, they're there. You know, I'm sure 40 years is a long time, and you expected a result, and you didn't get a result. But guess what? The Most High has a result in the end, and it's going to be the way he wants it. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we stay obedient. That's why I tell people that listen in on this show, be very careful when you put your mouth on people that's doing things for the Most High. If you want to sit at home, then sit at home. But if he tells us to do something, or he puts it in our spirit to do something, and we do it out of obedience, be very careful with what you say, because you don't want to do anything or you don't want to move. Don't do it. You put yourself in a very situation.
You know, put it like that, I can agree with what you're saying. You understand? I don't see, I'm willing to move whatever Israel decides that they want to do. I'm for it 100%. It don't have to fit into what I wanted to do. You understand? Because maybe what I'm saying doesn't work today. It may work down the road some at some point. You understand? But I'm willing to stick it out, see what happens, regardless. You understand? Because I know that if I don't do nothing, I'm accepting what's going down. You understand? What's happening with us? You understand? So I'm willing to do whatever Israel is willing to do, except for do nothing.
Hallelujah. And that's what I'm saying. That's all we need. You know, because the people that choose not to do nothing, that's fine. If that's what you choose not to do, it's still going to include you when you decide to come, because this is not the land of our opportunity. This ain't even our land. And we're going to have to realize that and come to that conclusion. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. The sun is shining. The opportunities are there. The Most High is sending through his, waking up our people. Our people getting ready to wake up, y'all. And I know that ain't proper English, and y'all ain't proper English, but guess what, y'all? Our people getting ready to wake up, and it's going to be a beautiful thing, and it looks like it's going to happen in our lifetime, and that's even more better.
Mm-hmm.
I know my English is a little frail today and fragile, but guess what? I'm excited. Excuse me. You know, because I definitely can speak with proper English if you need me to do that. But at the end of the day, I'm excited. Oh, y'all better understand. Everybody
ought
to be excited.
I don't have that proper English. I've been a road dog for a long time. I just hope that y'all can understand that I'm not, I don't have that proper English. I never was like that. I think that we need to talk and express ourselves the way we can. That's it with me.
That is correct. So please push 1 if you have a comment, question, or concern. You know, I know Israel is rough. I can't imagine being in your own land and being mistreated. That's really got to be difficult, to be in your own land and watch other people pretend to be you and have control over it. That's a whole lot to swallow right there. I'm so glad I wasn't in that group. Because the most I know, I couldn't have took it.
I couldn't have took that
under no circumstance. You got to view in your land, you know you the people, and you got to watch other people pretend to be you and be in control. That's the whole, and we doing it over here, but at least this ain't our land. We know we ain't in the right land. So, you know, it's a whole lot. Everybody's struggling and suffering with one thing or another. Ain't nobody 100% clear.
That is correct. You are absolutely right. Yes,
you know?
I don't think that, you know, that wasn't for you or myself or anybody like that, man, because I don't think that I would be able to put up with that neither. That would have been really for me to do. I mean, I don't want to put up with this right here, but I'm only one person, and I don't feel like that I should die without proving my point.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. He knows how much we can bear. He knows what we're capable of and what we can take, and he knows when, at what point to wake us up, who, when, where, how, and when, and what. He knows, because he know the warriors, and he know the ones that when he wake us up, we're going to be ready to do what you need me to do, where we got to go. He know that. He knows that's who we are. All right, well, what, when? Give me instructions. It's just like, you know that old movie, what was it called, Mission Impossible? And then the man, where every time he come in after an assignment and the tape recorder was on the desk, he pushed the button and the recorder said, good evening, Mr. Phelps. Your next assignment is so-and-so. That's the kind, that's what we cut from, Adonia. We the ones that take the assignment. What you need us to do and where you need us to go.
That is correct. Absolutely.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
Like, give me the what, where, who, when, where, what? Oh, you want me to go stand before the president? Or you open the door, I'm going to walk through it.
Yeah. So, you know, so I'm glad to hear that that there's something going on, because that was going to be my next question. What is left for us to do? You understand? What are we going to do now? Now that we went to the March on Washington, you understand? Now what are we going to do? What is our next endeavor? You understand? But I'm glad
that. Let me say that. I think I know that our ongoing endeavor is to build. And that's our ongoing endeavor, and that will never stop. We need to start building, you know, for the Israel that's not afraid. We need to build. I mean, when I say build, I mean the infrastructure. We need to build the infrastructure to the point where when the people wake up, because the Most High is the only one that can wake the people up, when the people wake up, he is of order. He does everything decently and in order. So when the people began to wake up, he is assigning certain people certain tasks. I mean, I met a lady. I talked to a lady not too long ago. And she's organizing millions and millions of dollars, organizing the ships and all the different things to be able to take us back to the land when the time comes. It blew my mind. I said, excuse me? Millions and millions of dollars. This lady said that's what she's been involved in doing and putting this information together so that she can be a part, that's what the Most High put in her spirit to be able to do, and connected with Saudi Arabia millionaires.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, this is some powerful stuff here, people. And everybody's saying that, well, y'all going to do it. He is doing it.
Okay.
He's setting the stage right now. He's setting the stage and getting the stuff together. And we, the ones that's doing it and moving, is the ones that's seeing it happen. And we're excited about it. I mean, when she told me that, it kind of blew me back. Like, whoa, for real?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in touch with him for a while, talking back and forth and finding out how much money we're going to need and how many ships it's going to take and the blah, 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 blah. Just from her perspective, from that little bitty point. And some people get on this line and say, well, we don't need to know about no ships. The guy going to send a ship. And then those type of people right there are the people that need to move out of the way. Not
that
saying we're going to do it because y'all is doing it, but move out of the way. Because I guarantee you, you'll be the first one climbing on the ship and getting you a corner.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. Yes, yeah. Don't be Korah or Nathan or in a Byron.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, really? I said, yep, that's what her call was. She's been in touch with Saudi Arabia millionaires, probably could be billionaires. Mm-hmm. Hey, the whole world knows that we're out of place. The whole world knows who we are.
That is correct. You are absolutely right. You understand? The world is not in sync without us being in place. If, you know, the land won't even...
Hello? Uh-oh, I think we might have lost Adonia for a minute. We lost the signal. We can't hear you, Adonia. Well, we have to wait till he come back on the line. But he will be back. He'll be calling in. That's what I said about these cell phones. That's why I don't like to use them. I promised myself I wasn't going to use them anymore calling into the show because they dropped the signal and everything. Adonia, we cannot hear you. So if you hear us, try to call back in and I'll put you back on. Israel has got some powerful stuff going on. And we don't, I had never been in the company of that lady before, but because of different circumstances, the Most High have brought us together in a situation, and we had a moment to talk. And when she opened up her mouth, she said, this is what I've been working on. This, and this. These millions of dollars, this. And I'm sitting there like, wow. So he's got people out there, people, that's willing to roll up their sleeves and say, let's go to work. Not to say that we're going to be the ones to do it because we have unlimited resources. All of this stuff is his. All of it is his. And if he promised us we was going to do it, he is going to do it. No questions asked. We ain't going to squabble about the 12 tribes of Israel and all black people. We're not squabbling about that. Let me say something to you, too. There is no way, and I'm going to say again, there is no way we're going to come to the same understanding with who we are and what we believe as long as we're in this land. He told us clearly, he said, I am going to bring you to the wilderness where I'm going to plead with you face to face. That's what he told us. Bloodline is going to have to be the thing that stick the glue that holds this together. It's not going to be about belief. It's not going to be about whether or not I agree with what you agree on. So everybody needs to lose that because it's not going to be about that. It's going to be about, are you a Hebrew Israelite? Are you of the 12 tribes of Yaakov? If you are, let's go. I heard somebody say the other day, it's more than 12 tribes. All we know about is the 12. We ain't finna dig up no more. We're going to deal with Jacob's 12 sons, and we're going to get on that boat. If you're a part of one of them kids, get on the boat. Let's go. We'll haggle it out when we get there. We don't have time for that. We're not getting ready to do that. The church about to wake up. My goodness, what's going to happen then? So if you got a question, comment, you want to encourage, please push one. We want to hear from you. Push one. We want to hear what you have to say. Because we're excited about what's going on. I don't know whether you are, but we are. You know, Brother Donnie, I'll be calling back in a moment. We lost his connection, but he'll be back. But you know what? It's almost like it's a new era. It's like something's happened that's new. I can't explain it. I can't put it into words. But that same old dead spirit that I felt when I first came into this thing that threw me for a loop, I don't feel that no more. That same old tired spirit, well, we just got to wait till y'all come, and we got to wait till somebody come. That's over with. And I got Adonia back on the line. Let me get him on here real quick. Adonia, I don't know what happened, but we lost your signal.
Yeah, for some reason or another, my phone ain't up to par. I don't know what the problem is. But, yeah, you said the right things, you know, that it's on us to make moves. And we can't wait for nobody else to do it. We have to do what we have to do. If the Almighty puts you, gives you the spirit to do something, if you don't know what you can do, we need to ask somebody. You understand?
That's right.
Find out what you can do. You understand? What they want you to do. Put me in place here. You understand? Let me know what you want me to do. I'm ready to do it. You understand? That's what we got to do. We got to have that kind of spirit to do it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as we sit back and sit and talk about, well, we waiting on y'all, guess what? We'll be waiting.
So we'll.
You understand? Because the Almighty works through.
I want to be a part of it too. That's right.
He works through people. He don't work, you understand? You know, each time that we've ever been in any kind of turmoil or anything that happened in ancient times up until this day and time, he put people in place. Those same people that he put in place was, they didn't necessarily have to be directly know themselves. Al Sharpton and all of them guys, they were put in place for a reason, to sustain our living till this day and time. You understand? Al Sharpton, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, all of those people, you understand, was put in place. If you notice, we ain't got none of them martyrs now. Now it's in our, now the ball is in our court. You understand? We got to do something. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. You know, you speaking a mouthful. Yes, it is. And let me tell you what we need. We're a nation of people that we're full of talent. I mean, you know, we have people that have gone to college, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees. My degree is in finance. My degree is in business. My degree is in international forensic business, where I can go into a, I can build a company from the ground up. I have the ability to build it from the ground up, and I mean write protocol, policies, procedures, the whole nine yards. We have, and the Most High has people in place that have the ability to do these things. And then he has people in place that have other talents. You know, but what he's doing is he's building an infrastructure so that the powers that be, if they want to contact someone, a nation, the nation of Yehuda or the United Nation of Israel, there'll be a contact place where we look like we have some order to us. There is no order to us as a people. Everybody's scattered all over the place. There's no one place where they can say, let me dial this number and find out how to get in touch with Adonai Israel. There's no, we're putting stuff together where there's resources, where if you want to know, for instance, I need someone to design a flag. I have an idea. I know how I want it, but I can't. I need someone to be able to design a flag for me. I don't know where to go. I mean, I want a Hebrew Israelite that has artistic talent. Where do you go to find them? There's nowhere to go. There's no database set up. There's no information. We need people that are retired, that are at home all day, that would be willing to answer the phones for us. Now, let me tell you this. Nobody has any money because I'm not getting paid for anything that I'm doing. So if some people be like, well, I want to get paid. If that's your spirit you have, we can't do it. We need some people that want to build Israel to the point where they're willing to do whatever they need to do, because none of us are getting paid for what we're doing. We're doing this because we love and we want to build our nation. We need people to answer the phones for us. I need somebody that can be an assistant to me. We need things, and we need to get these things in place. And it's enough of us to be able to do this. We just need willing people that's willing. So you don't even have to show your face for the ones who don't want to. If you're at home, if we need to have a business card with a phone number on it, there should be somebody that can answer the phone and sound like we are a unified group of people, because right now we are all over the place.
Hallelujah. I understand. We all over the place. Let me ask a question here. Is it time for y'all to start that little project that I had mentioned early on about setting up something for them, the coming back into being let go out of the penitentiaries, and put together something so that they could get another start at life?
You know what? It's that we're getting there. I mean, we're coming up on that time. But, you know, we need, most of all, we need some people that's willing to go into the penitentiaries and teach. It's time to go into the penitentiaries and teach who they are. It's time for some Israelites who have the knowledge of who they are. And I know how to do that, too, because I've been in every last one of them in Ohio. It's time to go in there and teach. It's time to go teach. And then once we teach them who they are, then we can set them up and have a what you call a reentry program, so that when they come out, they'll reenter into society knowing who they are and what they need to do. Those are the things that we're trying to put together instead of having it fragmented all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, we got to have those people with the willing heart, you understand? You know, and it doesn't take everybody, but it does take a few people to get the ball rolling. See, most of the time that we're not going to be able to do anything. I mean, we're going to set stuff up, and people are not going to jump on unless they see a finished product or something. I was telling Darashia, you understand, is that we have to be the people to step out there first and let them know who we are and what we are about, you understand, then people will grab hold to it and get involved. Because I know some people right now, you understand, that have the capabilities, you understand, and that have the knowledge, you understand, of a lot of things that could help us in our endeavor. But they're afraid to make any kind of moves because, for whatever reasons, I don't know what their reasons are, you know, because, see, I believe that if we do everything in the name of the Almighty, there's nothing that can happen to us, nothing, they can't, you know, they won't be able to stop us from doing what we're doing, because it's doing in the name of the Almighty. And at this particular time right now, you understand, in our lifetime, you understand, it's time for us to make some moves in the name of the Almighty, you understand. We can't sit back and say and wait and say that the Almighty going to do such and such a thing. There's not going to be no magic bullet or no waving of no wand, and everything going to be all right. I wish that I could say something right now that would give everybody the incentive to do something. You understand, but it's not going to happen like that. You understand, it's going to happen because we put forth effort. We have to feel it in our hearts and our soul. You understand what we need to do. You understand, so it's just going to take some time. It's not going to take as much time as we think it's going to take. You understand, we think it's going to take a bunch of time, but it's not going to take that kind of time. We talking about dealing with the Creator. He'll give us what we need when we need it. This is the time that he's putting us in place now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is a beautiful thing. Like I said, I know the power of the Most High. He's never working with the majority. He's always working with the minority, and the people that are willing to trust him, and the people that are not scared, and the people that are willing to go forth, he's going to do it with those few people for the safety and the security of the many. You know, so if you're not a part of the movers and the shakers and that's doing this now, it doesn't mean that you're not worthy or that you don't have any other part to play. You probably have other things that he's doing right now that we'll all benefit from. We just all have to understand each other's role. We have to respect each other's role, and then we have to move in a way that we under in no uncertain terms do we allow anybody to stop us from moving, because our ultimate goal is to go home, is to leave this land.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to leave this land because Almighty said so.
Yes, he did.
Whether it be in this generation or the next. But, but we in this generation got to set stuff up for the next generation to make it easier for them to make the transition. You understand? Right now, you understand, we don't have no ulterior goal. You understand? Everybody wants to do something, but nobody is doing nothing. You understand? So the United Nation of Israel and the United Nation of Yehuda, the Nation of Yehuda is trying to set up this plan here. So if you don't have an idea, let's go to the same people, you understand, and find out what you can do. You understand? How can you help? You understand? That's my ultimate goal. I'm willing to sweep the floor, mop up, wash the bathrooms. You understand? Whatever it takes is what I want to do. You understand? Because it's going to take that. Hallelujah.
And that's the spirit that we want everybody to have. What do you need me to do? How can I help? Okay, we want you to be a receptionist. We'll set up a phone line, a Google Voice phone number for you, and when that phone number rings, we need you to answer the phone. Thank you for calling Nation of Yehuda. How can I help you? And then we need you to take a message and then send a message. Those are things that don't cost no money that you can do from your house. That you'd be willing to do from your house. It's a whole lot of retired Israel Israelite men and women that's free, that's got educational skills, labor workers, blue-collar, white-collar workers. Come on, people. That's all we're saying is, come on, let us pull this thing together.
You know, my nephew, you know, my brother's kids, man, they do construction work. They are set up that they can build a house. They can build a community. You understand? Plumbers, you understand? Electrical work, you understand? Carpentry and cement workers, you understand? So as soon as we start moving, I can get them to work and build and put together, you understand, a community, whatever it is. I think that the reason that we're in, you know, we're trying to build this up is because when we go back home, we got to have all of that to be able to set those things up, you understand? We got to be able to set up a government, you understand, so that we set up the government here, and when we get into Israel, we just put it into practice, you understand? That's how I believe that it's supposed to work. You understand? Right now, we understand, like you said, we all over the page.
all over the place. It is a fragmented group of people that have been awakened, that have decided that the only thing we can do at this point is teach our people who we are, and that's it. That all is good, and there's nothing wrong with that. Believe me, there's nothing wrong with it. But there has to be a pivotal central location that's not affiliated with camps or Knessets or anything, that's not affiliated with anything, that somebody can go to and say, hey, I heard that you all were developing a nation and that you all are part of the 12 tribes of Israel. How do I, if I want to do business with the Hebrew Israelite that I'm coming into contact with, that's a construction worker that does masonry, that does this, how do I do that? There should be a central location that identifies us as a nation. That's all we've been saying all along, that you can tap into, and we say, yes, we have a resource over here with the Nation of Yehuda. You go on our website, click on this button, and all of the Hebrew Israelites that do masonry, carpentry work, all that is listed in your hometown. Here are those ones that have administrative skills. Somebody may call and say, hey, I need an administrative assistant. I'm putting together a business plan to try to get a business. Do you know anyone that would be willing to donate some time and help me put a business plan together? Click number two, and all of the people that have administrative skills, that's what we're talking about doing. But right now, everybody's all over the place complaining and arguing with each other about the word.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's unorganized, and that's not the spirit of Yah.
That is correct. You understand? You know, in my studies and my research, researching the scriptures in my last 35 plus years, I found this out to be with the scriptures. There's four things that we have to understand. We had to understand that we are the people of the scriptures. You understand? That we came over here, we are the people of the diaspora. The second thing is, how do we conduct ourselves knowing who we are, the people of the Almighty? You understand? That means the Torah, the laws, statutes, ordinances, and commandments. The third thing is, how do we get out this mess? Because we got to realize that we in a mess here. You understand? And in the scriptures, there's a method for us to get out of this mess. The fourth and last thing, but not least, is that the Almighty is orchestrating everything. You understand? He said that he was going to get the glory from the whole earth. How could he possibly do that? He has to do that by bringing the people that he loved to a low state. And I know it hurt him to his heart to bring us down so low and see them people walk all over us like they've been doing. But this had to happen so that he could bring us back up. You understand? And he's going to get the glory. The people, the other nations will show us fame and glory. You understand? And the Almighty will show, and we show the Almighty the praise and glory that he is so willing, so deserved. You understand? So we have to understand where we at in here. We're being manipulated, you understand, by the Almighty to bring about the glory of the whole earth. You understand? We are the people of righteousness. And right now, you understand, there's no righteousness in the earth. None.
No.
You understand?
No,
everybody.
No,
none. Hallelujah.
You're right. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know whether you was finished or not, but you are definitely right. And just because we're in captivity doesn't mean we're not supposed to be organized.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
Well, that's the curse. We are in the curse. Okay, we get that. We know we're in the curse. But guess what? The curse is being reversed. Anytime we waking up, the curse is being reversed. That doesn't mean
that
we
is
can't
correct.
Be organized.
You know, in Zephaniah, he says as he turns this captivity, certain things that's going to have to happen, certain things he's going to do, you understand, as he turns the captivity right before our eyes. We have, and that's another thing here, too, is we have to recognize that the Almighty is turning this captivity, you understand, right before our eyes. He's
right
waking us up. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I said you're absolutely right.
Yeah, right before our eyes, you understand? When we start waking up and wanting to make see, this couldn't happen early on because the captivity had to be filled. You understand? That curse had to be filled. We have to show fear of the Almighty, you understand? That he might at any given time, you understand, when we go astray and don't do what he say, we subject, you understand, to get punished by the Almighty. We got to understand that. You understand?
That's right. We didn't
understand it, you know. I mean, in those days, in those other captivities that we were into, you understand, the Almighty felt sorry for us and let us out of that captivity. And guess what? We didn't feel it. We didn't feel that captivity. We went back and doing the same old dumb stuff that put us in captivity. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the Almighty, we stepped all over the integrity of the Almighty. You understand? When we went and did what we did, you understand, by worshiping other gods. That was the first commandment. We started worshiping other gods. We didn't do it one time. We did it throughout all our captivities. And what we're doing right now is the same thing, worshiping other gods.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Right.
So we got, you know, that's stepping on the integrity of the Almighty. You know, when he said that in the beginning, when he said, let us make man in our image, he was talking to his contemporaries. You understand? Them people that he worked with that put us together. You understand? The wind, all of those things that encompassed us. You understand? We are people of the earth. You understand? So when we went astray and started worshiping other gods and other deities, you understand? We stepped all over his integrity. You understand? Now he got to go and tell his contemporaries, I'm gonna straighten this out.
Yeah, he's gonna straighten it up. And no doubt, and you know what I think will happen? And this is what I see. It's not going to take arm twisting. It's not going to take major.
Yeah, you
got to
do this on your. You got to want to do it.
Even though we're going to go through some terrible times, because Jacob's trouble is some terrible times. I mean, if you take Chicago, for instance, Chicago is a terrible place when it comes to murder. It's the murder capital of the country right now. But you know what I believe? I believe there is. When the Most High starts to bring the unity together of the camps and the Knessets in Chicago, they begin to come and act in unity with the way that I know that they will. And because all the young people need to see, and I'm going to tell you something, these young boys out here shooting each other and killing each other, these boys have got caught up in these gangs because they didn't have no fathers. They got uncles and cousins that's older than them that's still trying to act young themselves, and they ain't put no time in with these boys. But one thing about these young men out here, these young men like to see structure. Everybody likes structure. That's why Israel can't be an unstructured body of people, because that is totally in conflict with the Most High. He does everything decent and in order. He is of order. Everything is ordered from the elements to the planets, to the systems, to the dimensions. There's an order to it. So everything is supposed to be in a certain order. When these young boys start to see, because that's what attracted me to Israel. I saw the men standing up. I was like, wow, look at these black men standing up with the word in their mouth. They speaking a word out of their mouth. What the hell? Powerful is that? And they believed in what they were doing. When that starts to really happen, if they start really coming together for real, then some of them young boys is going to walk away from all that stuff and go over to where they see the change taking place. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not putting nobody down. But as long as we stay divided, we'll never be unified. And that's, I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. As long as the thing that divides us is the thing that's going to tear us apart. And the Most High is doing a new thing. He's beginning to bring us together on the foundation of bloodline, not belief, bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to come together for the world to see that we're together. And then he'll begin, because signs and wonders follow us.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
But he ain't going to let no signs and wonders come from us because guess what? They'll think there's something special about them. It's because I'm a non-Messianic that I'm able, God with me. Or it's going to be, it's because I believe in Yahushua that he doing this to me. No, ain't nobody going to get no glory. Ain't nobody going to have no specialty. He's going to do it when we learn how to come together and love each other as brothers and sisters, period.
I can agree with that.
Period.
I can agree to that. You understand? The Almighty is great. You understand? See, we can't see it, but the Almighty is orchestrating this. You understand? You know, and he's allowing us to feel one another out and bring this thing, you understand, together, you understand, so that we all can live under his laws and statutes and ordinances. The whole earth is going to be under his governance. You understand? But it cannot happen unless we come together. It ain't going to happen. That's period.
You know what, Brother Donnie, I was laying in the bed the other morning. I was just thinking about, I said, for y'all to even allow this thing to go as long as it has gone, so that his word doesn't come back void. And he allows the other deities to be worshipped. And he allows Satan to rule and be the god of this earth. When he could just tear this whole thing down and start all over again, it would be nothing. But because he spoke his word, and because he said, I put my word above my name, you know what I'm saying? He said, I'm going to make sure that it's going to stand and it's going to be a foundation for you. Because he spoke that word, He exhibits the ultimate of humility to be able to back down and allow his word to go forth, even when he sees his people in turmoil and in distress, because he spoke something on us that has to play itself out. It's like an old song. It has to play all the way to the end till the record just start going around and around and around. At the end of the LP, it just keep on going. Because he spoke his word, and he set the foundation. It's the same thing now that I said, you are a God of ultimate humility to allow them to wreak havoc over this earth that you made and let them do whatever they want to do, because they're doing whatever they want to do now, and he's just letting it happen because it takes restraint. It takes resilience. It takes humility. It takes compassion. It takes commitment. So if he can exhibit those things, come on, people.
Okay. Okay. Yes, yeah. The Almighty is the ultimate sacrifice. That is our salvation. You understand? He's going to bring this thing. See, you know, and I agree. You understand? Like I said, you understand, is that we have to feel it in our hearts and our souls so that we don't make these mistakes again and go astray and start worshiping other gods. That's not going to happen. We have to have the humility and want to be a part of and not let the Almighty punish us for our atrocity, because that's an atrocity that we are doing when we go and worship other gods. Then it becomes an abomination unto the Almighty. So we have to understand, and we have to want to do this here so that we won't get punished anymore. That's the fear that we got to have. You understand? So that we can move forward. He can allow us to move forward. You understand? But
guess what? But you know what? Guess what? At best, and let's look at it right now from a mm-hmm. perspective of our generation. At best, we don't know what it's like to serve the Most High because we've never served Him.
That is
not
correct.
In our lifetime, we haven't. We're living in a system that's being ran by alternate deities.
That
everything
is correct.
Is Lucifer is the god of this world. He is the god of this world right now. So everything from the green trees to the flowers to the music to the atmosphere to the beautiful day that you look out and say, this is a beautiful day. All of this stuff has been tainted because it has been violated by a deity that has tried to make himself be the Most High. So none of us know what it's really like to serve Yah. We think we know. We've never met him. We don't know what he's about, but we're about to meet him. And see, everybody sits back and say, oh, we got to serve Yah. We Yah is this and Yah. We haven't met Yah in his terrible state. We don't know what it's like to be able to worship the Almighty Yah because he has not manifested himself in this dimension for us as of yet, but he's getting ready to. And like my son said, I wonder, once he does that, will it be the impression that we think we know? Because he is the King of Kings. That means on your best day, the best day that you say you've ever had, the best feeling you've ever experienced, you still don't know what it feels like to be under the rule and the reign of Yah. Because he ain't here yet.
I agree with that.
Stuff. I mean, when you really think about it, you know, he could be so terrible and so majestic and so all-knowing and loving at the same time. We haven't experienced him yet. We've experienced him on a low level to the point where he's just issued us something, let him know, I ain't forgot about you. I'm still here, but I'm still ain't with you. You ain't met me yet, but you gonna meet me because when I bring you to the wilderness, I'm gonna plead with you face to face. You don't know what I'm really about yet, but you gonna get to meet me. You don't understand what organization is yet, but I'm gonna show you how I do it, because the way I do it is every angel has a position and they play a role, and every role it goes into a purpose, and that purpose has a meaning, and that meaning has a position, and that plays a part into what you do, so that when you wake up in the morning, you take your first breath, everybody and all of the people that's on my team have done all they supposed to do for that particular morning for you to enjoy your day. So none of us really have experienced Yah for real. We've experienced what we think he is to us in our mind, and we've experienced being woken up from the curse. But we really ain't went. We ain't met him yet. And we getting ready to, though. And that's the most powerful part about it all. We have to prepare our own minds to get ready to meet him. Crucial stuff. It's some crucial stuff out here. We ain't met him yet, but we getting ready to meet him. And it's powerful. I mean, you know, that's the most powerful part about it, because the whole earth is tainted. Nothing is where it's supposed to be. Everything is out of whack. And we have to remember that no matter what we see, everything is out of whack. Everything is out of whack. But when he starts to call us everything back into order, oh, my goodness, then it's going to be a day to remember. And then we'll be able to say we on our way. And then everybody's going to have a reverence that they really supposed to have. And then we'll see what happens from that point on. But we ain't met him yet. Mm-mm. No, you talking about God the Father? Nah, no. I mean, I thought about it. Do you know he killed Aaron's sons in front of him?
That is correct.
He told them boys' fathers in front of him, strip them of all their stuff, and back up. No.
Well, that's right.
That's some serious stuff, right? He said, strip them and back up.
That is correct. So we got to be real careful about what we do and what we say. You understand? Mm-hmm. You know, because the Almighty is awesome in his doings. You understand? He will take you away from here because of your doings and what you say out your mouth. You understand? So, you know, the Almighty is great, and we want to understand that He is great. And we have, and like you said, we have yet to see the powers of the Almighty. See, that's the problem here. We have never seen the powers. We read about them.
Yes, right.
You know, see, people talking about how Sodom and Gomorrah, how it rained down fire and brimstone. See, we read about those, but we don't know. You understand? Yeah. So we're sitting on the fence here. You're skeptical. You understand? We don't have any idea how the Almighty is going to come at us or come, you know. And see, there's another thing that you made a good point on is that if we straighten out, if we come together, then we straighten out the whole earth. You understand? Mm-hmm. The land in Israel is not reap. They can't reap that soil right now. Them so called Jews, you understand, is leaving the land. 50% of them, you understand, is living below poverty level. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Because,
mm-hmm.
Hello.
I'm listening. Go ahead. You're right.
You understand? And they going back to Germany. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we might not even have nobody to bury when we get there, like they say we're going to have to do. You understand? We might not have nobody to bury because they can't take this. You understand? You know, they and see that because they're not the people of the land, so the land is not reaping. They can't reap the harvest of the land.
Come on.
We have to do is try to come together so that the Almighty can put us in that land. So he's gonna do it. There's no doubt about it. You understand? You know. It, you know what the proof positive for me is that the Almighty said that we was gonna go into captivity, and guess what? Where we at? In captivity.
In captivity. Yes, sir.
And
guess
what? He said this years and years and eons ago. You understand that we was gonna go into the captivity and be under people that we didn't even know, nor did our forefathers know.
Yep, forefathers sure did. And
you
we
understand?
Here,
guess what? Yes, we in captivity.
So there is an
Almighty here. You understand? And he don't have to rain down no fire and brimstone on me because I believe in him.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And the beautiful part about it is, guess what? The land is attached to the people, and the people
is
attached to the land, and we're the ignition switch that's going to ignite the land to start to react and to put itself back and straighten it back itself up into right order. And it's not going to be nothing until we get in our place. It is not going to do what they wanted to do. And they know this. That's why they over there fighting and cutting up and acting like they acting over there. Because they're not the people that's supposed to be over there, but they have to. They have been so busy trying to fulfill prophecy before it's time to try to prove to everybody else that they are the people of the book, that the land ain't even reacting to them.
That is correct. You understand? That is absolutely correct.
Guess what? The DNA in the land is going to ignite with the DNA in ourselves. Because we're the people that's supposed to be on that. He spoke that out of his mouth. He said, from the Nile to the Euphrates River is you all's land. And
that
until
is
we step feet on that soil as a nation of people, it's not going to react the way it's supposed to react. And it ain't going to happen until he say it's going to happen. But the beautiful part about it is we the ignition switch. And they know it. And they've been trying to find a way through Kabbalah and all that other foolishness to try to get it to react to them, and it ain't happening. And it ain't going to happen until we go back home. And that's just the way it is. And that's the beautiful part about the Most High. When he speak a thing, that's what it is.
That is correct. You understand? Like I said, man, we're going back home. You understand? Because the Almighty said so. You understand? You know? And it's going to, unfortunately, it's only going to be a remnant. Because everybody's not be, you know, that everybody is not going to adhere to what we're saying here. You understand? They still going to rebuke and buck and do everything that they ain't supposed to do. You understand? Thinking that this is the sweetest thing since sliced bread. That's what they think. They think that this is a sweet, and the America going to bounce back. That's not going to happen.
Yep. No,
that's not going to happen. You understand? Sure America is not going to ever bounce back. Matter of fact, they're going to be tore all up in a little while.
Oh,
you understand? There's not going to be no more America. You won't.
No,
it's going to be so far in the past that you would never even known that there was an America. America.
Come on now. That's right.
You
know what ignited that is when they started letting the gays get married, because that's a spirit that just went through the land. I mean, you got the women acting like men and the men acting like women, and then you got the men that look like men that like boys, and you got the women that look like women that like women. And guess what's going to happen? That same spirit, that same judgment that came on Sodom and Gomorrah getting ready to come on this country, and it's over with, y'all. I'm telling you, it is over. Somebody said that one of their people told them, we don't even look at each other like male and female anymore. We just look at each other like a person. No, sweetie, it's male and female. It's male and female animals. It's male and female insects. It's male and female plants. And it's male and female beings. And that's how he set that up, for it to be male and female. Now you've taken and changed it, where it's male and male and female and female. It's getting all hell in the break loose over here.
Mm-mm-mm. You are absolutely right. You understand? You know, and see, the reason why it's not going to be any more America or their contemporaries, you understand, or their colleagues, you understand, is because of those things. You understand, that male and female thing. That's an abomination to the Almighty.
Yes, it is.
And if you just look at it, it makes you want to throw up. I'm telling you, it makes me want to throw up, man. I don't see how anybody could even think to want to be a part of something like that. You know, that's
doing it. Everybody's doing it. They doing it. They teaching it to our children. It's in every one of the television shows on television now. You see two men. You know what? I am 52 years old, and in my lifetime, I've never seen two men kiss each other in real life until I watched it on TV. And I had to turn the channel like, what kind of mess is this?
Ooh-wee, that's so sick. You understand? Ooh-wee.
He can come tear this place down. So for all of y'all that's getting comfortable and think your little jobs is wonderful and y'all little houses is wonderful, be warned. He's coming to, just like he did Sodom and Gomorrah, he's coming to tear this place down.
That is correct.
He really is. You
know what I'm saying? They said that they found traces of Sodom and Gomorrah, you understand? And I'm not sure that, you know, I can't believe what them Europeans tell you. You understand? I just cannot believe it. You understand? See, all of these things that they saying that they found in the East and this and that and the other, and it just don't ring true to me, because they liars and thieves and murderers.
Cannot believe
what they say. Whew. You understand? And you know what? When we have a black archaeologist, you understand? Then maybe, just maybe, I might be able to believe in what he says. You understand? And it depends on, you understand, how he's been indoctrinated, too. Because, see, a lot of times people say things just to get bounty points.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. The whole land, from the educational system to the financial system to the religious system to the social systems to what we watch on television is contaminated, and it is not. We have yet to live in a land where Yah's spirit is in it and is beginning to rule. The trees gonna be different. The flowers gonna be different. The bushes, the birds gonna be different. The insects ain't even gonna be the same, because it's just, we've never experienced that. And like I said, let them get comfortable with this place, because the moment they change and say same sex same-sex gender could get married, and same-sex gender is all over the TV. And let me tell y'all something else, people. While we're talking about this, remember we did that show about Obamacare and putting the chip in people and stuff? Guess what? They done wrote that into the television shows, too, where they now talking about the RFID chip, and they tracking people through the RFID. They wrote that in some of the shows. And you know what they do? They put it in the shows to get people used to it, and then they start implementing it with people.
That is correct. You understand? That's the same way they did with the shutdown. You understand? That's the same thing they did with those food stamps. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They trying to make sure that how we receive it. You understand?
I said a test run. You're right.
Yeah, you understand? You know, if we ride, then they know how to treat us. You understand what I'm saying? If we sit back and see, that's one thing that I'm finding out too. If we don't do nothing, then we accept what they do to us.
Yes.
Then we accept it. Yeah. So we need to come together and try to find out what we can do to get out this mess. I'm gonna tell you the truth. You understand? You know, I know that we need to trust in the Almighty, but we need to do something also. You understand? It's not about just trusting in the Almighty and praying. I mean, we pray, you understand? We wear the gogs, you understand? We do everything, you understand? But do something to try to get out this mess. Ask the Almighty how we can get out this mess. You understand? What did he do? Huh?
No, I said, but you know what? You're doing it. Right now, what you're talking to on the radio, me on the radio, all the people that are doing from the littlest to the greatest, we're doing it. And the people that are sitting back that are afraid of whatever or don't are not doing anything, they still going to be able to benefit from it because he said a nation is going to be born in a day, a whole nation. And we're doing what we need to do. But I'm telling you something, with this country here, the moment they change same-sex gender, that started the clock to ticking. And I'm telling y'all, it ain't going to be too much longer. Anything goes now. This country is on a fast track to moral decay. They was already morally decayed anyway. It's just out in the open now. And it's a spirit that's going through the land. If you start paying attention, they've unleashed this homosexual spirit in the land, this sexual perverted spirit in the land, and it's a free-for-all. My grandmother said, she said, if they don't stop, and my grandmother almost 90 years old, she said, if they don't stop, they're going to rot from the inside out. And that is the truth. Everybody doing everything. Now they bringing in bestiality. They got a song about a girl having sex with a dog. I mean, they just going from one extreme to the other and putting a beat with it. And I'm telling you, Israel, we got to get to our children. We got to wake our children and start talking to our children and tell them, pay attention to the stuff you listening to. Because subliminally, it's leaving a message in your mind. We got to start doing something. We can't sit back and not do nothing. Because I'm telling you, if he did it to Sodom and Gomorrah, we on the time clock. Now it ain't going to be too much longer. It ain't giving. Like I said, we ain't met y'all for real, not yet. Them angels with the angel tell lie. You and your family need to get up out of here because you ain't got that much time. And don't look back.
That is correct. That is correct. You understand?
And what
you know
Lottie
what?
Do, Lottie couldn't take it. She looked back anyway and turned the salt. I believe she turned the salt. I believe it.
Yeah. You ever notice how they saying right now on TV that it's all right for women to marry into this European nation? You understand? You know what that does? Do you know what that does to our nation? It depletes us and builds their nation. You understand? So, you understand, that's part of it. You understand? We are contributing to our own demise.
Yeah. And you know what else they're doing? They're promoting interracial relationships. I've never seen on TV where they got, in my life, where they seen more black women sucking on white men.
I don't know, that's right. Ooh. That's another sick thing.
Anything like that before? And it's like, what in the world is going on? But all they got to do is put it on TV, and people start watching TV, and you know what they're doing? Oh, that's against y'all's word. Every bit of it is against y'all's word. But if we don't say nothing, it's going to be all right. Oh, you can love who you want to love. You can have sex with who you want to have sex with. You can marry who you want to marry. Do what you want to do. It's all right, because you know what? This is the land of opportunity. It's the land of the free. Yeah, okay, it's going to be the land of the free dead. So you keep on doing it, and when it's all over, you're going to wish you hadn't never done that, because there are standards that we have to live by. We're the people that's going to set the whole world in place. They got the black men with the white women, and they got the white women kissing all on the white man. And it's like, what in the world is going on? It's like the black family unit don't even exist anymore.
That is correct. You understand? You know what? I listen to this radio station, and it's a Christian radio station, but they, you know, they give a lot of news. And they talk about, they have scandal parties. Do you know what that is? That's that program that come on TV where this black girl is in love with the white president. You understand what I'm saying? And the white president is married. And they scandal parties. They go there and talk about the scandal. Y'all ain't watching the scandal? Oh, you missed it. Oh, man, that's so sick, man. I'm talking about... I mean, this is the guy that brought us over here as captive. Now we can how can we be all up in love with them? I don't get that. I'm lost here. You understand?
No, that's right. I know that's right. Mm-mm.
You know, it breaks my heart, man, to see our people. I can't even look at that woman anymore. You understand? Even when she's not on that program, they had a interview with her. I had to turn it off, cause man. Because she just remind me of what she was. She's doing anything for the dollar. You understand what
that's
I'm
right.
saying? And promoting, you understand, interracial marriages or interracial love affairs. Now, matter of fact, this is just a love affair, because she can't do nothing with that guy because he's married.
Whew. Yep, sure was. And wait a minute. And not to mention, the wife calls her a whore on television all the time. And it's like, really? Are you serious? But guess what? The sad part about it is, it's a black woman writing that whole show. Chandra Rains is a black woman, and she writes for the whole show.
Oh, my God. This
I
is
mean,
the only thing that we
can,
you understand, is promote perversion. Lord have mercy. What's wrong with us?
That's why I say
it's only going to be a remnant, man, because some of us just got to be involved in this society here. You understand? And when they start, please don't come to my door, because I'm not letting you in.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is what our children are saying, and nobody wants to stand up. We ought to be in the street hollering and screaming. We ought to be marching. We ought to be teaching our children and having some stuff to counteract all this negative stuff, you know, but nobody's saying anything, because you know what? As long as it don't hit home with me, I ain't got to worry about it. But guess we have a responsibility to our young people to even teach them this stuff. I've never seen, I mean, you know, when you really think about it, it's like something has hit the earth to the point where they trying to finish off Israel with the rest of us that's left. If we can't get you this way, we're going to get you if you're gay. And guess what?
That
I
is correct.
I said, it's going to be more gay, straight, more gays than it is straight people in a minute.
I mean, you know, but this, you know what? This brings about what I was trying to say. See, we have to lead by example here. You understand? We got to try to catch the rest of our children, the ones that we can catch. We need to set up things and programs for our children. You understand? It's not, I mean, I commend all of those people that want to go into the penitentiaries and teach the word of the Almighty. You understand? But I say that what they're going to do when they come out, they got to have something to lean on. We have to set up, and we have to start leading by example. You understand? We have to put things in place, you understand, so that these guys will get a... See, most of them brothers and sisters don't have no education, don't have no job, you understand? And we supposed to be able to put these jobs in place for these folks, you understand? You know, we can go in there and teach them all about the law, but when they come out, you understand, they ain't got nothing, they still don't have nothing to go, but to go right back to the penitentiary. You understand?
Right.
So we need to try to do something and lead by example. You understand? Then we can start. Then people will see that the Almighty is with us Said, because the Almighty will show us favor in that by us. Said, see, we have to put ourselves out there. You understand? In order for the Almighty to see that we are serious about what we're talking about. You understand? We just can't say, "Oh, Mosiah, you understand? I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for my forefathers, what my forefathers did." We have to put ourselves out there and show the Almighty that we want to come back to. We don't do that, you understand? We're defeating our purpose.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And the biggest thing, like we said, we got to teach, though. We got to get out there and we got to teach. We got to go into the prisons and teach, you know, because the biggest thing, the biggest secret in the prison is they homosexual. They won't admit they homosexual. And then they'll come out of prison all polished up, buffed up, swollen up. And then not to mention, you've been in there sleeping with boys. You've been in there running behind boys. We need to get in there and let them know that is not acceptable. Just because you think we don't see it, the Most High see it. And
do you remember what the Almighty said? The Almighty said that he will forgive us for our iniquities. Because why? Because why? You understand? We was put in this position here. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the Almighty had summoned these guys out of the Caucasus Mountains on us, you understand, and they went too far. So he's going to forgive us for our iniquities, you understand, because had he not, I mean, the Almighty had, see, we dealing with a true and living Yah. We ain't dealing with no Mickey Mouse God. We dealing with somebody that has compassion, you understand? That understands that he, you know, when he put us in this position, he didn't expect them to just run through us like that. We were supposed to get a spanking, but we wasn't supposed to get maimed, killed, and murdered. You understand? They wasn't supposed to do all of that. So he's gonna and how we you know, how we adapted ourselves to this society. You understand what I'm saying? And put ourselves out there, and we committed all these atrocities and did all of these things. You understand? He's going to forgive us for those particular things because he said that, you understand, he understands, and he's an understanding higher power. He's an understanding Yah. You understand? He's not no Mickey Mouse little stick adversary that don't have no compassion. He has compassion because we are his people. You understand? You know, so he's gonna do, you know, make sure that our shame is not looked upon. You understand? In the later years, you understand. So the Almighty's gonna straighten out all of that, man. I believe in him. I love him to death. I know that he worked because he worked in my life all the time. Hallelujah.
But guess what? You know what? It's for those who have a repentant spirit, because some people like wilding in the mud. Some people enjoy this stuff. I mean, for real, they're enjoying having the ability to do what they want to do and how they want to do it whenever they want to do it. And they haven't met the dreadful Yah that pronounces things on people and it come to pass. They haven't had the experience to meet him yet, and some people enjoy wilding in the mud. And you know what, I'm going to say this because I've been wanting to say this for a long time. Just like the black man, I don't know what the heck it is about this pimping stuff. That's all the black man want to be is a pimp. And the women are walking around acting like prostitutes. We got to cut all this foolishness out. It's time to stop all this mess, because you're going to have to answer for what you've done. And you see these rappers on TV, they got these dog chains around these girls' necks and with diamond stuff like they animals. We don't pay for the behavior that we've done and that we've allowed them to portray us as animals and monsters. We got queens and princesses sliding down the stripper pole in the strip joints. Come on. It's not acceptable. It's just not.
No, it's not acceptable at all. You understand? And those that don't repent is the ones that's going to really get that punishment. Like I said, do not knock on my door because I'm not letting you in, period. You understand? I'm not going to be a part of that. You understand? I got children. I'm trying to save my grandchildren, man, because I don't know about my children. You know what I'm saying? They wishy-washy and up and down, you know what I'm saying? And I would love to say them. I love my children. You understand? Right now, I got a son, you understand, going through some stuff, man, you understand? And he's 40 years old, you understand? And and he going through some stuff, man, you understand? And you know, I wish there was a magic word that I could tell him to snap him out of that, man. But he got to go through what he got to go through. At some point, you understand? You understand? At some point, he's going to have to snap out of it, or he's going to perish. You understand?
Yes.
Unfortunately. And I love my children. I love them with all the love of the Almighty. You understand? But there's nothing that I can do. All I can do is try to save the rest of these children, man. All of the, you know, all the ones that we can grab before they get into that nonsense, man. You understand? At this particular point right here, you understand, we got to do all we possibly can. Of course, the Almighty going to step in. You understand? He said that he was going to do certain things. You understand? But we need to be doing something. We don't need to be sitting back just waiting on y'all. Come on, man.
That's right. And but you know what? You heard what we said earlier. He killed Aaron's sons in front of Aaron. He said, strip them and back up. He didn't care. That's his business. I mean, for real, your children that you birthed, that you rocked from a little bitty baby up to a grown man because they violated procedure. He said, strip them and back up.
That is correct.
And Aaron had to be obedient.
That is correct.
So that's why I said, you know, all that y'all going to protect us and he going to straighten us out from our iniquity, that's for those that have a repentant spirit, because some people like wallowing in the mud. They do. They like it. They enjoy it. They like all that lasciviousness. They like all that over-perversion stuff. They like all that anal sex and all that kind of stuff, all that crazy stuff. They like all that stuff. And the Most High know your spirit. And guess what? You're going to have that same spirit when you get to the wilderness. And that's when he said, I'm going to plead with you face to face. And that's going to be some serious. That's going to be some serious stuff that you're going to have to come to grips with, and you may not make it in. I mean, it's just simple as that.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. You understand? We got to have that spirit of wanting to change, wanting to do something right. You understand? You know. But the Almighty is great, man. And I'm telling you, man, he works in my life all the time. And that's all, you know, that's what I try to tell people, man, you understand? You still here by the grace, by the mercies of the Almighty.
That's the
looking for you to make some changes in your life.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-mm.
So,
yeah,
you know.
Serious stuff for them. Let me make this announcement again.
Come here.
We've been talking about this all day. We're having a very serious conference call tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. for all of you all leaders and lay people that are out there that want to be a part of bringing some organization, just a little organization to Israel. You want to roll up your sleeve and bring your talents to the table to come in whatever capacity you can come. The conference call is at 7 o'clock tonight. We have people that are affiliated with Israel. I don't know whether one or more from Israel will be on the line. I'm not sure. But we're all coming together because it's time for us to start. It's nation building time. The fragmented Israel is over with. The Most High is starting to gather its people together. I'm going to give you the conference call number. It's area code 712-432-0075. And the access code is 970-736. If you're interested, you want to be a part of it, please call. We don't want spectators. We don't want nobody calling to find out what's going on so you can badmouth it. If you don't want to give your name and don't want to be a part of it, please don't call. We don't want that spirit. We're going to reject all that negative stuff. We're not having that spirit. But if you're interested in doing some work, like I said, from the greatest to the least, from the least to the greatest, we need as much help as we can get. If you know how to type a letter, if you're retired and you're willing to be the phone keeper or as the business people call you, gatekeepers, you'll be able to answer the phone and make sure, you know, that the appropriate messages get to the appropriate people. You know, if you're willing to help put together, you know how to build websites, if you know how to, if you're an IT person, whatever you have, bring it to the table. We need as much help as we can get, from the administrative to the technical to the construction worker. We need as much help as we can get, and it all has to be done on a volunteer basis right now because none of us have any money. Everybody, I have put in countless hours helping and building and formulating and putting stuff together that without any pay, because I don't expect, I'll get my reward later, because I just want to make sure that Israel is what we're supposed to be. So I wanted to say that before we continue. We have 25 more minutes left for the show, and if you have a question, comment, concern, please push one. We have a lot of people on the line, and I guess they just listening, but we want to hear from you. We have retired school teachers, educators that have just come into the knowledge. I had a lady from Pennsylvania emailed me the other day and said, I'll be on the call at 7 o'clock, and I would love to do whatever I can do to help Israel. She just now coming into the knowledge of who she is, and they're retired, and they're ready to do stuff, and they'll answer phones. And, you know, she's got the spirit where we feel like we can trust, you know, that if we have high-profile people calling, that the appropriate messages will get where they need to go, and people will be alerted. These are the things that we need. We need people that's willing to roll up their sleeve and help, and that's what we can ready to do. You know, we through begging, borrowing, and trying to pump people up. That's over with. It's just time to move forward with what we have. Brother Donia, you have anything else?
No, I think that we said it all. Yes, but like always, man, I love my peoples, and I'll do anything I possibly can to get us on the right path. Because if we don't do nothing, then we just accept what they going to do to us. I just can't keep accepting what they going to do. You see, it ain't never worked out for us. For 50 years, 50 years ago, they marched on Washington for civil rights, you understand, and jobs and all of that. And guess what? 50 years ago, just here recently, we marched on Washington for the same thing. Come on. When we going to stop and start taking care of our own and doing what we're supposed to do for ourselves? Take our destiny in our own hands. You understand? I think we'll do a better job. Hallelujah.
I think so, too. Now, you're making a very valid point right there. I mean, for real. And, you know, but we have to get there. I think, you know, as a nation of people, we have to get there, because you have to be able to see what we're talking about and be able to come from where we're coming from. And, you know, we just have to get there, because a lot of us depend on a lot of social service programs, and a lot of people are afraid to show their face because they're afraid they're going to take away their stamps and their food stamps or their disability check or their Social Security check. But guess what? They're going to end up taking it anyway.
That is correct. I was just getting ready to interrupt you and tell you, man, they're going to take that anyway. You understand? So we might as well go ahead and try to set something else up, you understand, while we can.
Right.
Shit. You understand? They're going to snatch that out from under us when we least expect it. You understand? In fact, we can expect that. You understand? Because
yeah,
they sick and tired of us anyway. You understand?
Yeah.
If we go to Washington and begging, you understand, for them to set up a law for us. You understand? Them people don't care nothing about you or me. You understand?
No.
How could they possibly care about you and me, man, when we still be, you know, if they boast about how much they doing for us, we should be well on our way. You understand? But they did nothing. They give us something in one hand and take our arm with the next, taking it out. Come on, man. When we going to pull ourselves up? You understand? You know, we are a nation of people. Just like the Chinese, just like the Arab and all of those other peoples, you understand? But we don't act like no nation. We don't have a damn thing going on, period.
Not
no nation. We got a few little organizations, man, that distributes food and this and that and the other, but they gonna snatch that too. Come on.
And then we gonna have to really depend on the Most High. You know, and then we're going to have to really depend on him, and then he's going to have to be the one to get us up out of this place. But like he said, while we can put it together, while we can communicate with each other, while we can come together as a unified front, why not? I mean, what's the problem? We just need to just do it. And those people who are not afraid are the people that's doing it now. It's people doing it right now. They're coming together. That's been in this thing a lot longer than me, that said, hey, you know, we stopped debating a long time ago. They said, hey, We stopped calling folks a long time ago. Hey, we stopped pumping and pulling people a long time ago. If we got 12 good people, we work with those 12 and we get the thing done. And eventually they'll come in because they ain't going to have no choice but to come in. Ain't nowhere else going to be to go. You're going to have to come in and enjoy what other people have labored. But that's all right, because the Most High blesses those that labor too. You know, so we're doing what we need to do and we're going to make it happen. But the beautiful part about it is that we're guys, like you said, what time is it? It's nation building time.
That is correct. You understand? If we don't, if we sit back and depend on them folks, man, for and guess what? Those things that they say that they're giving us is getting fewer and fewer and fewer.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And we know that they're going to cut off all of these government programs.
Oh,
and if we don't have nothing set up, And if we don't have nothing set up, then what we going to do? We just going to stop running around here trying to shoot and kill somebody, you understand, take what little they got? Come on,
well,
man.
I guess what? It's going to be something as simple as you're going to walk in your job one day and they're going to say, Miss Johnson, they need you down in human resources, please. And you're going to go down there. They're going to say, we need you to turn your badge in because we have a new method of employee identification. We've changed all our systems around, and we're going to implant a chip in your hand so that it'll be this is our new method of employee identification. You won't be able to go in any part of the building unless you have this new identification on you, and all of our systems have been changed around to accommodate this new procedure. And could you please turn your badge in so that we can put this chip in you? Then what you gonna do?
I know that's right.
What you gonna do? Because at that moment, you have to tell them, I'm sorry, I can't let you put none in me. I'm going to have to relinquish that. These ain't going to have no job. So then what?
That is correct. You understand? Not only that, you understand, those that, see, they, you know what they did? They shut down the government. 800,000 people out of work, period. You understand what I'm saying? They're getting ready to, they cut these food stamps this year, November. See, they said they're going to cut these food stamps. And guess what? The next month, they cut the food stamps. They didn't wait until you get adjusted. They didn't wait until you get adjusted to the program. They cut their food stamps then. You understand? And this is a 10-year program that they're going to cut $40 billion.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What we going to do? If they cut the food stamps, they don't need so many workers. Half of these workers that's helping to distribute the program, you understand, they're going to be laid off or put out the pasture. Boy, we're in big trouble here if we don't do nothing, if we don't take our own destiny in our own hand. I'm telling you.
Are you going for Obamacare and sign up with the insurance company? The insurance company says, well, we'll sign you up for the program, but we're implanting an RFID chip in your arm that houses all of your medical information, and this is how you'll be qualifying for the Obamacare program. Then what? What you going to do? Some people going to be like, well, y'all just going to have to understand because I got to eat. No.
And that's only going to last for a little while. You understand what I'm saying?
While.
You understand?
Yeah.
You know what really so ironic? If you ever watch that program called the Jason Bourne where he had
Bourne.
That chip. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, where he had chip in him and he was trying to figure out when did this happen? I'm telling you, boy. You know what I'm saying? So it's so critical that it's funny. You understand?
Yeah.
That, I mean, if it wasn't so critical, it would be funny. But it's not. This is a serious thing here that we up against here. You understand what I'm saying? They got us. They got us contributing to our own demise.
Nah, shall we? You got the truth on that one. Whoo, that's crucial. And you're right, and then guess what? If you don't get it, you don't eat. You just ain't gonna eat. You ain't gonna get nothing. It's like, well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but this is our method of employee identification. Our whole systems have our whole the construct of our whole systems have changed, and you won't be able to get on any of your systems unless you actually have this chip in you. And I'm sorry, world, we're going to have to let you go. Damn what?
Because, yeah, you know, here's another scenario. If we bring out all, we don't have enough firepower to put up no fight.
Well, because everybody's fragmented. Everybody's so fragmented, they don't know what to do. You can't get them to come together. You can't get them to show up. You can't get them to do nothing. It's like, okay, now what? What are you going to do? And then that's when all of our hard work that we've been doing, all of the stuff that we've been putting together, is when they'll start looking around, well, what do we do? Well, where do we go? And then that's when the infrastructure that we've been building and the things
you know
that
what? Isaiah 24:1-23, it talks about how they're going to have, we're going to go around to everybody, you understand, from the king on down to the pauper, finding out what can we do? Why is this happening? How we get out this mess? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Because when the Almighty gets ready to shake this whole place up, you understand? It's going to be a terrible thing. I'm telling
yes,
you.
It is.
When it's a simple process, we got to come back to the Almighty and start setting up stuff, putting stuff in place so that we can live and not die.
Mm-hmm.
You sit back here and don't do nothing. We accept everything. So if we ain't going to do nothing, when we just march on into the internment camps.
Yep. And guess what? And they got those in place, too. They got the camps in place. They got the colors in place. They got the caskets in place that hold about 5 or 6 people. They're ready for the revolt. They're ready for people who don't want to comply. And at some point, the Most High is going to have to stand up, and then you're going to have some that's going to take they're going to take it, and then they're going to snitch on everybody else. I mean, so it's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on because the Most High know your spirit. He know your spirit.
That is correct.
What's in your heart, and he knows what you really want to do. But we got to be prepared because it's coming. Like I said, never in my lifetime have I ever been in a place where I could sit and turn the television on and see two men tongue-kissing each other. Two men kissing each other. Two women tongue-kissing each other. And guess what? All of them got black babies. They done all adopted black babies. And then
that's
on the fifth time, you got...
That's turning them into homosexuals.
Yeah, and you got the black men sucking on the white women, and you got the black women sucking on the black men. I mean, on the white men.
Oof.
All of it is a direct violation of the Most High's word.
Oof. Then you are absolutely right. And it's so sickening, man. And see, there's an alternative here. We got to come back to the Almighty.
Yeah.
Start trying to do something for ourselves. I mean, we have to take our own destiny in our own hands. You understand? I understand, man, you know, that we've been taught we're going to wait on the Almighty. But the Almighty is trying to show us that we need to do something. You understand? Not just sit back and pray. You know what we pray for? Pray that our endeavor work, that the Almighty will bless our hand in our endeavor. You understand? Just sit back and wait.
And repent. Don't forget to repent. 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 You need to repent. I mean, for real, we need to repent from all that. We need to just completely denounce all that foolishness and repent.
Yep.
Now, some people like waddling in the mud. They enjoy
it. Yeah.
Like
well, that's because
they like all that.
Yeah. That's because they have not seen the punishment that the Almighty is going to bring down on their behind because of their iniquities. You understand? You know, they can like it all they want, but they have not been punished for what they're doing. You understand? Eventually, the Almighty, I mean, it's going to be a terrible thing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's going to get ugly. Brother Dummy, it's going to get ugly, for real. I mean, to the point where by the time you realize what's going on, your mind ain't even going to be allowed to repent. It's going to be over with, for real. Ugly. He said, I'm going to plead with you face to face.
That is correct.
And we're going to see him face to face. This can really get ugly.
That is correct. You understand?
And then the
you will
says,
know that
once we get in the land, and everything is straightened out, we still going to be ashamed of ourselves for the things that we did.
That is correct. That is correct. The Almighty is good, though, man. You know, he left us a way out of this mess.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And it's only going to be a few. Unfortunately, it's only going to be a remnant. Though we may be sent to the sea, you understand, it's only going to be a remnant that's going to reach.
And you know what the sad part about it is? You and I and all of the people that have their minds made up that no matter what, we're going to follow the Most High, you got to almost get your mind ready to detach yourself from your family members, from your loved ones, from your children, from your moms and your dads and your aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and cousins. Because if you don't go, you're going to have a mindset like, well, I'll see you. I hope everything worked out for you, but I got to go. And that's you got to even get your mind ready to walk away from them. You really do. You know? I can't hear you, Brother Donnie. We need you to call back in. You gone again. I'm going to hang up on you. Hallelujah. You know, we got to get our mind ready to be able to walk away from them, because the people that don't want to hear and don't want to go, man, look, you're going to have to be like, well, I'm going to have to leave you, but I ain't going to be able to stay. I'm sorry. And mean it. And have a heart to mean it. You got to mean it. No matter what happened, you got to mean it. And say what you mean and mean what you say. And that's a hard pill to swallow, to look at your mother and say, well, if you don't make it, I mean, you know, I don't want to have to leave, but I'm going to have to leave you. I ain't going to be able to. I mean, that's serious business. As much as we want it to be, that's serious business. Okay, I got you back on. I'm glad you called back in, but you know how serious that is to get your mind prepared to leave your children and your grandchildren if they don't want to go?
Yeah, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Like I told you, you understand, my son, man, he's way out there. He's doing his number, you understand. I called him and I spoke to him, you understand, a while back, you understand, when he first started his nonsense, man. He told me that he's going to get straight, and he's straightening himself out, and his wife is working with him and such. And then she called me two days ago, man, and told me he's way out there now. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing he can do. And I love my children. Don't get me wrong, man.
I know.
You know, there's nothing that I could do about that. You understand?
I know.
I tried to explain to her what she needs to do, you understand, in order to save her and the children. You understand? They need to step away from him, man, give him some of that tough love and step out of there, you understand? Maybe he'll come to his senses. You understand? But I'm prepared. I have prepared myself, you understand, to be able to, if I can't physically and mentally tell him and put him in a better state, you understand, there's nothing I can do about it. You understand?
I realize that
there's only going to be a remnant of folks. You understand what I'm saying? And I just have to live with that. You understand? Unfortunately, it's going to hurt. It hurts now. You understand?
Yeah, I know. That compassion that you just spoke as a father, you said, I love my children. I don't want to have to do that. The Most High didn't even have that kind of compassion for Aaron's sons. He told them, strip them and back up. Mm-hmm. I mean, just know. That's why I said, are we really ready to meet Yah? You know, because in all of his compassion and his love, he is no nonsense when it comes to what he wants done.
That is correct.
It is. He told Moshe, you ain't crossing over. Moshe begged and begged and begged. He said, I done told you, you're not going. Now, don't ask me no more.
That is correct.
Serious business. I mean, for real. He told Aaron, he didn't say, I understand how you feel as a father. I know you love them, but they was hard-headed. He said, strip them and back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious business.
Yeah, so you know, we got to have that understanding of the Almighty. You understand? We got to have that same thing, because if you're not going to do right, man, you're not going to do right for me or anybody else. You understand?
Yeah.
So we got to understand that we can't bring that nonsense into the kingdom of Yah. Period. You understand? And so it's got to be understood. You understand that we got to cut them loose when it come time, man. You understand? I'll see you. I wouldn't want to see you.
Then you gonna leave them like, well, it's been real. You know, I tried to raise you the best I could. I taught you about the Most High. I told you about the Word. But if you don't want to listen, when it come time to go, I got to go. I mean, and that's gonna take a mindset to be able to walk away from your family, your loved ones, your children, your mother, your father, your aunts, uncles, and cousins. You're gonna have to be like, well, this was real nice, but you know what? At the end of the day, I ain't gonna be able to do this. It's time for me to go. Well, where are you going? Wherever the Most High tell us to go, I'm out of here.
I remember the Joab. You understand? The Almighty gave Joab a whole brand new set.
You understand? He sure did. He sure did. Whole bloody. Wait a minute. Allowed the enemy to kill off his children and gave him another one. And that's why I said when Christianity plays this game out, they play this game out where he's all loving and, oh, he's this, and it's just a wonderful and one big old happy group of family. But guess what? At the end of the day, he was no nonsense. He told Aaron, they did what they did, and they weren't allowed to do it. Strip them of their priestly garment and back up.
That is correct.
And killed his own sons right in front of him.
That is correct. You understand? So we got on.
And you know what? I put the question out there: Are we really ready to meet Yah for real?
Yeah. Well, I am. I believe that the Almighty, you understand, will make a way for those that have that willing heart. You understand? For the Almighty. I believe that he will do it. You understand? He said that he was going to bring us back into the land flowing with milk and honey. You understand? And that's what I believe. So he's going to straighten all of this out. You understand? We just got to be, we got to be strong enough to step away from all of that nonsense. Because it ain't nothing but nonsense. You understand? It's not real. The real thing is that cultivating that land, being husband trees, you understand what I'm saying, and bringing up that sweet savor to the Almighty. That's what it's all about. It ain't about nothing else. You understand? It ain't about what kind of car you got. You understand?
Hello.
You understand?
You know you're telling the truth. And to get our minds ready to get up out of here. You know, I was telling my family today, we've been here so long that we don't realize that this was not our land. Our ancestors were forced to come here. We were brought here because of a curse. And to get ready to leave here, we've gotten so comfortable. It's like, man, this place finna go up in smoke. When you got men on TV sucking on each other, tongue kissing.
Man, that is so sick.
And women tongue kissing, and you got black women sucking on white men and white men sucking on black women and the perversion with the children and all this is getting ready to go up in smoke.
Yes, it is. And it ain't going to be here no more. And it's going to be that we don't even know that this even happened.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Because we cannot have no... And we remember that the Almighty will punish us for our atrocities. We got to remember that. You understand? We got to remember how he will punish us. And it could be worse than that. See, a lot of times, like it used to be down in when I was involved with Israel, you understand? They used to say that he ain't got to take you out of here. He could take an arm. Or he can take what you love the most and leave you here to pine away. You understand?
Yeah.
So, the
you
Almighty, go ahead, Tumchi.
No, I was just going to say, and he don't play. And those are the things that we have to remember. And before we get further, going any further, I want to let everyone know, all of you all that are interested in building Israel and that want to be a part of it, we have a conference call tonight at 7 o'clock. The conference call number, area code 712-432-0075. The access code is 970736. We have some people from the Kingdom of Yah that's going to be on there. I don't know whether I'm not sure whether about Israel, but I know that they said something that, you know, that they were affiliated with Israel, and we may have some people from Israel on the phone. I'm not sure, but we definitely are going to be talking about putting some unity to this, to our nation, and bringing some organization to the nation and doing some things. And we invite you to come on the call so that you can be a part of it. We need as many people as we can. We need as many people that's willing to go through. Go ahead, Brother Donnie.
I was just reiterating, the same thing that I've been saying, you understand, is that we need to take our destiny in our own hands and start moving to try to build this nation, you understand. It's not that we're trying to be similar to the other nations, you understand. See, we the people of the whole earth. We are the people that will if we straighten out, we straighten out the whole earth.
Yes.
Everybody will be and it's not so much that we want to be praised by the all, but the Almighty said that He will show that we will have fame and praise by all the earth, nations of the earth. You understand?
Yes.
I like the concept. You understand? But I'm not doing it for that. I'm trying to save our folk, man. You understand?
Yes.
When we go into the land, you understand, we will be happy. You understand? He said that we will be overjoyed. You understand? In that day, you understand, when we go back into the land, we supposed to shout for joy, proclaim the name of our King, whom the sun does shine and the wind sing. You understand, Yehovah is our sun and shield. Who then could master us? We supposed to be overjoyed by this. You understand what I'm saying? All those things that we say that we think that we need, that new car, that fine house, and all of that stuff, you understand? We'll get what we need in the land. We'll find out that's not even fathomable.
Can't take no pension plan to the wilderness. It ain't working. You ain't gonna need it no way. Because He's gonna provide for you. He said everything we need, He'll provide for us. And it'll be there for us when we get there. And the wilderness is going to be the new resort area for us while the whole earth is in turmoil. And you know what? He said, the same way I took your fathers when they left Egypt and took them by the way of Mount Sinai, you going the same way. And we're going to meet Him at the base of Mount Sinai. And He said, it's there I'm going to plead with you face to face, and I'm going to get rid of the rebels. So now we get ready to meet Yah for real. And my question is, are you ready to meet Yah? Because we haven't met Him yet. And then I want to ask a question to you, Brother Donnie. What time is it?
It's nation building. Nation building time. That's what it is.
It's nation building time.
Time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have to put a set aside these old nonsense things, man. He said we gave up the true and living Yah for a system that don't even hold water.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We need to leave that system alone, man, and come on and join the true and living Yah. You understand?
Yes.
Somebody that we know that has our best interests at heart.
That's right.
You know, these people don't care nothing about us, not a thing.
No, sir. No,
we were
sir.
Only there for a tool. We was a tool.
Yes, we were. A commodity, a piece of property. But guess what? They forgot we are the apple of His eye. We are the Most High's chosen people. And He's coming to gather His people back.
And we was only here for a punishment. That's all.
For a punishment. Yes, for a punishment. This is the land of our captivity. Nothing else, no more than that. So
that
all this land of opportunity, no, sir, that ain't our opportunity going to be in our own land.
That is correct. You understand? And we, you know what? Guess what? We will feel this. We will feel this, understand? We will feel that the Almighty is for us. You understand? I feel it already. I know that the Creator is for us. You understand? Because what He did was He had put all of these martyrs in front of us, man. Those folks that we didn't like or didn't care for their understanding. Malcolm X, Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Marcus Garvey. All of those people were put in place by the Almighty, the Creator of everything.
Martin Luther King, that's
you
right.
Understand
yep.
what I'm saying? And guess what? How many of them do we have now? None of them.
None.
You know why? Because the ball is in our court today. We got to come out of this here. You understand? We have to set up stuff for us. We have to be the righteousness of the earth. You understand?
That's
right. You know, if it was, if they were supposed to do it, it would have been done.
That's right.
We're
he
not
said,
supposed.
No man would be able to save us. That's right.
You understand? Oh. They weren't supposed to do it. It was supposed to be done by the children of Yah, in the name
Guess
of
what?
Yah.
That's right. Guess what? We came as a nation. We leave as a nation.
That is correct.
That is correct.
That is correct.
You know what? It's time for us to go, and I wanted to give us a chance to say shalom, shalom, so long, so long. Brother Donial, you have some last words because we're getting ready for this conference call again. For those who are interested in the next move of what Israel is doing, please don't hesitate to make the phone call tonight at 7 o'clock. The phone number is area code 712-432-0075, and the access code is 970736. Brother Donial, would you please remember to call Darashia so we can let her know?
I'll call as soon as I get off the line.
Make sure she was on the line. You have any last words you want to say to our people before we leave?
Ken, I just want to let everybody know, all my people, all the people that are on the line and the ones that are not, man, that I love all of you, and there's nothing in this world that you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, and look forward. What time is it, Brother Donial?
It's nation building time. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom, everybody. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place, the Yehuda Project, and we'll be talking to you. Shalom, shalom.
DJ at Low.
I never knew such a day could come. And I never knew such a love could be inside of one. I never knew what my life was for. But now that you're here, I know for sure.
I've never known.
I'll never know.
Oh.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. If you have time this evening to call into the radio show, I'm going to give the number one more time because we still got a lot of people lingering. Area code 712-432-0075, and the access code is 970-736, and it says 7 o'clock p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you there. Shalom, shalom, everybody, and we enjoyed the show. Good night.